laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
Citing new science, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says her agency is now recommending that everyone, vaccinated or not, wear a mask indoors in areas with high coronavirus infection rates. That's roughly 60% of all U.S. counties. It's also recommended universal masking at schools this fall for students, staffers, and visitors to schools.
What a bunch of crap!
U.S. manufacturing will be in the spotlight later today when President Biden visits Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley. He'll make a stop at a Mack Trucks plant in the Allentown area. American gymnastics superstar Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title. She is withdrawn from the all-around competition at the Games. Wall Street Dow futures down 48 points. NASDAQ futures 16 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Burning up.
Awesome.
My body is burning. The sweat is pouring off my skin. Now my underwear is soggy. We're in a heat wave once again. It's hotter than sin.
Welcome to Wednesday morning. Let's just find out how hot it's going to be, all right?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Oh, here we go again. Another heat advisory in effect for today, with the heat index as high as 106, the actual high in the middle 90s. Boy, there were some big boomers yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was so interesting.
Not a drop of rain at the house, but thunderstorms just to the east. That kind of delayed my bike ride till I was out of range.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Ask anybody in Pike Road, Alabama, what it was like during the lunch hour yesterday. It was scary with the number of lightning strikes and extremely heavy rain, but nothing at my house 8 miles away. Random afternoon and evening storms today. And good luck. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow and Friday, highs 98 to 100. I'm not talking about the heat index. I'm talking about on the thermometer. We could be at 100 with the heat index well above the 105 danger range and rain chances under 20% Thursday and Friday. Maybe some widely scattered storms Saturday, but still upper 90s even over the weekend. Right now this morning, it's lovely. 75 degrees now, 610.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Good morning.
Okay, let's get started.
Today is National Milk Chocolate Day.
It's National Milk Chocolate Day.
Ah, yes. Another chocolate day.
Delicious combination of solid chocolate and milk.
At least it's limited to one of the better kinds of chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate is great.
Milk chocolate.
Milk.
Happy National Milk Chocolate Day.
Showtime. At 10 minutes after 6, just looking, reading about Simone Biles. How sad that this young lady, who is so extraordinary at what she does and so much better than anybody else at what she does, is leaving the Olympics because of mental problems. But I would have mental problems, too, if I was the best at something and people were punishing me for being that good.
Yeah. Well, I got into this extensively this morning, listening to different people comment about it. And it seems like she could put herself in danger if you're not mentally, like, you know, doing that, doing stuff on those apparatuses, right?
Yeah.
You could really hurt yourself if you're not mentally in tuned.
Yeah, but it's almost like it's being done to her. I don't think this is a self-inflicted wound.
No.
When you're that good and they're going to lower your grade so that everybody else feels like it's more competitive, that's just... That's garbage. That's like when Muhammad Ali won the gold medal for boxing, telling him, you know what, you should probably take a dive now and then just so everybody else feels like they have a chance. So dumb.
Yep.
In the meantime, we're all trying to figure out what rugby is.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Olympic rugby.
Rugby, football's stupid stepbrother.
Actually, Jim, rugby predates American football.
Sure, Al. Look at them. They just keep lateraling.
Yes, that is what they do in rugby.
Well, why doesn't a team like the Packers forget the Hail Mary and just hire a team of these guys? Put them in at the end of the game. Come from behind, win.
They would just stand around the entire game on the sidelines?
Yeah, you put the entire Great Britain rugby team in for the final play. The other team wouldn't know what hit them.
Jim, it would never work.
Oh, yeah. All those Brits would be drunk by the end of the game. Good call, Al.
Okay, and we would like to formally apologize to all of our viewers in the UK.
12 minutes after 6, our TV topic coming up in about 12 shopping minutes.
Stressful traffic moments. Stuff that really get us really rattled. One I mentioned with Ryan on TV a little while ago was... I get panic attacks in, like, big cities on the interstate.
Easy to understand. It's funny, when I was young and dumb and too naive to know how difficult it was, I had no trouble navigating L.A. and San Francisco and places like that. Uh-huh. That's before you could ask your phone, where am I and how do I get to where I want to go?
Right.
But I did notice something on this that's stressful for drivers. Passing someone on a bike.
Yes.
There have been two... relatively famous people killed in bike accidents
in the last week.
Yeah, one of them a senator, Enzi. It didn't give details on what happened, but he was riding a bike when he got clobbered.
Doesn't it bother you when the bike rider doesn't yield to, you know, they're out in the middle of the road?
No, I don't do that. No, I am as close to the curb as I can get.
Yep.
I never force anybody. In fact, and here's what I found: like in our neighborhood, people are always willing to let you turn or whatever it is. You know, they are very nice, but I always wave them on so that they don't have to be slowed down or inconvenienced by me, even though I am the rocket.
I know what you feel, how you feel about Boulder, Colorado. However, best bike bike routes anywhere in the country. You can get all over the city. It's no cars. It's all bike routes.
All bicycle.
Yeah. and more than any other city I've ever been in anywhere in America.
How does that work out in the winter, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Does somebody go out there and put salt down? I don't know.
I mean, it's, you know, I get very cautious when it's raining.
Yeah.
Well, we have a random call here, so let's do our risky click of the day. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you guys?
Hey. What's happening?
You guys talking about bike riding. I was out in San Francisco 5 years ago, and we were leaving the waterfront, catching a cab to get back to the train station, to the BART station.
Gotcha.
And got behind a bicyclist in the middle of the road, riding up a hill in San Francisco.
Oh, boy.
And I told the driver, I said, can't you just pass him? And he said, oh, no. He said, I'd get in trouble if I pass him. And I'm like, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
So we had to follow this bike rider for like 12 blocks up a hill.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Which took us like 20 or 30 minutes.
Hey, David, can you imagine a biker on Lombard Street?
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
Going up the
It's scary enough going in a car.
Yeah, it is.
On Lombard Street in San Francisco.
So, but yeah, it's just crazy out there with, you know, I mean, bike riders basically just rule the road.
Well, and the right people are leaving San Francisco. It shouldn't be too hard to get around.
Yeah.
Soon.
So, right. Anyway, have a good one.
Thank you.
You too. Yesterday, I went to Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz online with help from Terry Adams because he knows those products so well. And I found out yesterday that Jack Ingram is celebrating 60 years as a Mercedes dealer, which is really cool. Of course, there's six great brands at Jack Ingram, and you're invited to check them all out, whether you're looking to buy brand new or certified pre-owned. They've got great values at all the stores, and we're gonna go to Volkswagen this morning. You're looking for a car for a new driver in the family or a second vehicle, second set of wheels. If safety is important, the Jetta passes all the tests with flying colors. And they've got several choices, all in the 36 to 40,000 mile range and at prices under $20,000. In fact, at Jack Ingram, let me just take a quick look at the front page here. 526 new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles and over 200 that are for sale under $20,000. Certified pre-owned is a great way to go new without paying MSRP. And by the way, the situation with trades remains as it was at record highs. So you can get yourself into something. And one thing they do so well at Jack Ingram, I'm mentioning Volkswagen now, but any of their great brands is upgrade. So if you want to get a more recent model of what you're currently driving, especially if you're a previous purchaser from them, they're so good at doing that without making your payment go exponentially higher.
The password is exponentially.
You can do a credit app online, get a trade-in value. There's all kinds of things you can accomplish before you visit them on the boulevard at jackingram.com because it's time to love what you drive. Let's see what's happening in news at 6:17.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says Selma police officer Marquise Maurer was on duty and went home to eat early Tuesday when he was shot at his apartment and killed. Jackson says a woman believed to be his wife or girlfriend was also wounded. The search continues for those responsible. An update on a murder-suicide in Elmore County over the weekend. Sheriff Bill Franklin says William Jeffries, who shot and killed his wife as well as his 84-year-old mother before turning the gun on himself, has died from his injuries. Police say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. And Auburn and Alabama students are being wooed to get the COVID-19 vaccine. At Auburn, students can win prizes, including $1,000 scholarships, upgrades to A's on parking, and priority class registration. And at Alabama, students who get vaccinated will get $20 put into their Bama Cash account as a way of saying thanks. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. As far as Montgomery, Prattville, and Millbrook, we're all clear this morning. Light to moderate traffic and no issues. I-85 northbound out of Montgomery, if you're headed that way, we had another accident almost in the same spot. That last one that shut 85 down. Now, this one happened overnight, a little after 2, something like that. And we've got a couple of miles of backup now. We've heard reports that they've had lanes closed to one lane open, back to lanes closed as they keep working this accident. Might be a good idea to take Highway 80 around it up to shorter and avoid the mess. But if you go up 85, you're going to sit for a bit. So just keep that in mind this morning. We'll keep you updated. Summertime is in full swing at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents Martina McBride live August 14th at Riverwalk Stadium.
On Independence Day.
Don't miss multiple CMA and ACM award winner Martina McBride live. Joining Martina McBride will be special guest the Wilson Brothers Band. Gates open at 5 p.m. The show starts at 7. Tickets only $30. Available at MontgomeryAL.gov. Martina McBride live Saturday, August 14th. Riverwalk Stadium. Sponsored by Batman Budweiser Embassy Suites and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. The Rolling Stones posted their rescheduled tour dates. So if you want to see the Rolling Stones in their prime, you're 40 years too late. Afro Man turns 47 today. He was going to throw himself a huge party, but, well, you know. Dr. Dre was ordered to pay his soon-to-be ex-wife nearly $300,000 a month in spousal support. Dre is losing so much money, his next single is called Nothing But a BK Thang. The Dallas Cowboys signed free agent safety Malik Hooker. Based on his past, I'm guessing it's not the first time owner Jerry Jones has paid a hooker. The CDC is urging some vaccinated people to start wearing masks again. But if you don't live in a high-risk area, they just want you to do it because you're ugly. This is not headline news.
Get out of here with the mask.
Yeah. No, I don't want to hear about it.
Get ready for a TV hit. Gray Hair Runner is on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, this is Gray Hair. I had to hold a long break there, man. I'm just going to comment on your bicycle. The law says a bicycle is a vehicle, and it has to obey the same rules as all other vehicles on the road.
That's true.
And otherwise, biker is usually considered a motorcyclist.
Which is why I ignore stop signs only when nobody's looking.
I'm sure you do, yeah. If you're clipped in, you almost have to most of the time, so you don't have to keep clicking in and out. So anyway, I just thought I'd comment on that, and enjoying you early in the morning, so y'all have a good show.
All right, take care.
We'll do our best to be better than mediocre.
I can't imagine you riding out in this heat during a heat advisory. I worry about you. You know, you see the text from me.
Yeah, well, yesterday I didn't wear the bag.
I hope you wore something.
Well, yeah, no, I had a long sleeve, a Gump t-shirt, one of those old black long sleeve Gump t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
So I was out promoting our company, and I had a good ride. I did Heartbreak Kill and all that, and it was sweat, but I just... I'd be pushing the envelope wearing the sauna suit.
Get this. Western Mississippi has an excessive heat warning with heat indices 115 or higher.
Wow. Why there?
It has to do with dew point levels and the amount of sunshine and the upper level high pressure over them, that kind of stuff.
Ryan Stinnett cackling away in our headsets.
Ryan's talking about witches. He was singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead in our ear.
Did Pelosi die or something?
She's, 81?
80, at least 80, 81, or 81, 81, yeah.
Let's see.
Pelosi.
She be... She turned 81 in March.
And she represents those young values of the Democratic Party.
Right, yes.
Can't stand that woman. Man, yesterday I probably had the most epic rant hour in my history here.
Then the 3 o'clock hour?
3 o'clock hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Here we're getting ready to go.
TV.
Hot.
Here we go.
Welcome back. Well, more than 1 in 3 people think they're a worse driver now than they were pre-pandemic. We're joined with our friends over at Newstalk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Driving took a hit during the pandemic, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We still had to drive, so it didn't really affect us because we still came to work. But
people are crazy now.
But, yes, there is a level of aggression on the roads right now that is alarming.
Yeah.
People, I call them snail darters. They're so important. They got to get to wherever it is they're going, weaving in and out, leaving, 6 inches between their front bumper and your back end.
Yep,
The aggression, it's like there's anger out there in a lot of folks, and they're taking it out on their vehicles. Jay, back to you.
Everything, I drive in from Prattville. I have to deal with traffic all the time. It's not, at least it's not Atlanta traffic. At least it's not snow.
Yeah.
At least it's not, there's plenty of things that are good about what we got here.
How about you're in the middle lane and there are two 18-wheelers on either side of you? That's a stressful.
When I was looking at this list, Rich, that was the one that, got me. I was just like, you hate that. And you're I slow down or speed up to get by them or everything? You want to get by them. So you're like, I'm not going to slow down.
As much as you may want to drive a Corvette, and I had a bunch of those, when you're between two tractor trailers on the road, you're feeling mighty small.
Yeah, and I imagine there's some wind effect, too.
There is that, yeah.
It mentions snow and ice, and it mentions rain.
Oh, God, when it snows here.
Yeah. Oh, it's...
Remember the
don't even get me started.
Remember that layer of ice? First of all, it was okay with the snow with that last big snowstorm.
Snow is no trouble. I had a lot of... Because I lived in Chicago. I grew up there, so I know all about snow.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
But when we had that...
I always tell people, we don't need to be driving on snow and ice down here anyway.
No.
But if you have to get out... Think of snow as like mud. That's how you can relate to people in the South. Pretend you're driving on mud. You don't slam on your brakes.
No.
You just keep going and don't stop. So,
yep. When I moved down here and it was a little icy, I was surprised that you guys don't put salt on the ice. You guys put sand. What did you put down?
Putting sand on it is
sand
like
is worse.
Sand is ball bearings on ice. That's dumb. Nobody should do that.
I know. I don't
understand. Salt breaks up the ice. Yeah, but I guess it's not worth them to keep a big salt mound and then have a truck.
Because if you only use it once every 5 years, it's not worth the cost. It's like, we don't have plows. There's no need to spend that money.
I remember when I first came to the South and I noticed that the cars didn't have rust, because up in the North,
that's right.
The salt.
The salt was causing rusting of the cars, you know?
By any cars up north that had rust proofing included, that
right?
was always an
that
extra
was a plus.
Expense. I'm a little bit self-conscious here because bicyclists are on the list as an anxiety producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to go on record as...
A safe biker?
Yeah. And I stay off very close to the... When I hear a car coming up or see it in my rearview mirror, I go to the side of the road to right. give them plenty of space.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody honking.
Well, the law is you're supposed to give a biker 3 feet anyway. You pass 3 feet around them. Mm-hmm. You don't get close to them or anything.
I don't think that law exists in New York. When I used to live in New York, they do not... I used to have... nightmares of the bikers just running into cars and cars running into them.
Oh, it's bad up there.
Right.
And then in the last week, I don't know if you saw it in the news, a couple of prominent people were killed riding bicycles. One of them was a former U.S. Senator, mm-hmm. Enzi, I think his name was.
Yep.
And I see those stories. Yeah. So I try to get details like, all right, what mistake did he make that I don't want to make?
And not when I was young, but now more and more, I'm so stressed out in Atlanta and Nashville, you know, as far as rush hour traffic, I get anxiety attacks. I don't know.
That Atlanta is an anxiety attack, whether you're driving.
That's what A stands for. Not Atlanta, it's anxiety.
Anxiety, yeah.
Wait a minute, Kay probably doesn't agree with that, though, right?
I was going to say, I'm used to it, so it's not that bad to me.
That's the thing, if you're used to it, you know, but that... I'll tell you, back to what we talked at the very beginning about aggressive driving post-pandemic, there's absolutely a higher level of that. Having, you know, Miami is the worst as far as aggressive driving.
Yeah.
The pandemic doesn't change that. It's always bad. Here was the first time recently that I've been able to compare traffic here to there.
Yeah. All right.
I used to live there, too.
And just remember, the hotter the weather, the more people are agitated, too. So
that's
that
true
can
too.
Make it worse.
So get us some cooler weather.
All right, y'all. That's...
Maybe
I know, right?
November.
Ryan, give us better weather.
It's coming, November.
All right. That's all the time we have. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right, have a good one.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Okay. Clearing the headset up next at 6:31. We have the timeline for the 28th day of July.
Yay.
I'm starting to get tired of this month.
Oh, I thought you were getting tired of the timeline. I was ready to hit you.
No. I'm just saying, I've had enough of July.
I had enough of July.
Even though August could be as bad or worse as far as heat and stuff is concerned.
Oh, God, there's so many things I'm worried about in August.
I'm ready to just talk about a different month. 6:32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, I'm Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop Wellness Center and the Pepper Tree Shopping Center. We've used Blue Water Broadcasting for years, and we attribute our results to what they do for us. If you want results with your advertising, call Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Guardian Credit Union.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
country, lots of shame. Got a bronze, not a gold, just a bronze. Got a bronze, almost won, but you lost.
No shame in that.
Shame on you.
You just said there was no shame in that. 6:35 with the timeline for the 28th day of July. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
209th day of the year. 156 days remain. And it's National Milk Chocolate Day. We heard that a little bit earlier in the hour. It's also National Water Park Day. Now, you know, I'm a grown man, but I become a kid in a water park. We had a couple of weather conferences in the Bahamas with, anyway, a bunch of grown men going down these huge, huge water slides.
They allow you to do that if you've been consuming alcoholic beverages?
I don't ask if you've been consuming alcoholic beverages. And yes. And it's National Hamburger Day.
Burger Day.
I'm still breadless until Monday. But I'm dreaming of a bread day.
Hey, why don't we postpone our celebration and go to Hamburger King one day when you can go back on bread?
Yeah?
I'll pick them up.
Ooh. That sounds good. Postpone what celebration? What?
We'll make Hamburger Day the day that you're ready for bread.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Because basically my life rotates around whatever you need.
1914, World War I begins when Austria declares war on Serbia. That is the craziest domino effect way for a war to start. When the Archduke
Ferdinand was assassinated. And I don't even know what country the Archduke was from, but somehow the whole world ended up killing each other.
In 1945 on this date, U.S. Army bomber crashes into the Empire State Building. 14 people were killed. Freak accident caused by heavy fog. The B-25 Mitchell bomber flew into, you know what floor?
79 and 80.
Yeah, you are absolutely
on a Saturday morning,
correct,
sir. I read the book, The Sky is Falling, about that.
Yeah.
That was, you know, in fact, on the morning of 9/11 when I was on the air before we knew what was going on.
Sure.
I said there is a precedent for an airplane hitting a skyscraper in Manhattan, and I told that story. I said, however, that was on an extremely foggy morning. There, the sky is absolutely clear in
New York. It was a beautiful Tuesday morning in New York City with 10-mile visibility. Now our song of the day, Songs of Summer series. It's hard to believe this song could possibly be 56 years old this summer. John Sebastian and the Boys, Love and Spoonfuls. Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart?
Do you believe in magic? Girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old time movie, I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's just and music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen.
Favorite of mine from them is Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind?
Yes.
And do you, what about
Sorrow City?
Yeah. Rain on the Roof too. Another one by them.
We did. We brought him into town. Actually, it was a bar. We sponsored the event.
Was he a nice guy?
Very. But it was weird because it was a dance club, a 2-story dance club, kind of like an old time Western saloon with a second level. Mm-hmm. And it was just him. Acoustic sets. He was in the middle of the dance floor.
And folks were talking about John Sebastian.
Yeah. And I thought that was really interesting that he was doing that type of show.
Was that back in the Welcome Back Cotter days of his career?
That would have been around 85, I think. Oh, yeah. 86, so, somewhere in there.
Yeah, okay. On this date in 73, where do you think the biggest rock festival in history took place on this date? Biggest ever.
73?
150,000 tickets sold, $10 each.
Got me.
Watkins Glen, New York.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, 600,000 people watched The Grateful Dead, The Allman Brothers, and The Band Wow. 1976, one of the worst earthquakes in modern history. Pick the country. Worst, and it's a 7.8 and 8.2 magnitude.
63?
Yeah. 76.
Oh, 76?
What country?
Chile?
That would be a good guess. Mexico would be a good guess. But actually, China.
China.
And 240,000 people killed? Really?
Wow.
Wow. On this date, 42 years ago in 1979, Joe Perry quit Aerosmith, getting into a backstage argument with Steven Tyler. It took 5 years for them to get together again. 87, the Beatles sued Nike for and Capitol Records to halt the song Revolution to be used in shoe commercials. 1998, Monica Lewinsky received a promise of blanket immunity from Ken Starr in exchange for a testimony about her affair with President Clinton. 2006, the Navy's F-14 Tomcat takes its last flight off an aircraft carrier, closing one of the final chapters in its 32-year history. On that same day in 2006, Mel Gibson, arrested for DUI, had an open bottle of tequila in the car, verbally assaulted an arresting officer, launched into a tirade against Jews. He pled no contest to drunk driving and got 3 years probation.
And Law and Order did an episode based on that arrest, and they used Chevy Chase to play the Mel Gibson part, and it was awful.
Is that right?
It was awful. Yeah. It was Clark Griswold. He's using all these slurs and everything else. That just, who is the casting director of this show?
Ripped from the headlines of today's news.
Fire them.
Lori Loughlin is 57 today. CBS News anchor Scott Pelley, who got demoted, is 64. How old is Sally Struthers today? Gloria on All in the Family.
All right. I think I know because I know how much older than me she be. So 74.
Yes. Yes, she's 74. How many minutes?
I don't know that part.
Singer Jonathan Edwards is 75. Sunshine, go away from me. Whatever. Jacqueline Onassis would have been how old today, do you think?
All right. She passed away in 94, and I think she was 64. So that was 27 years ago, so she would be 91?
92. But I almost had to do this, but I didn't. We're 37 days away from Labor Day weekend, which is the same day as the Predict-a-thon from Duncan and Sons. Football we care about in 38 days. Thanksgiving, 120 days. And Christmas is 150 days away. That is your timeline, Sam.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I have a little bit of a club here in this Blue Water Broadcasting Company. People who have had their cars repaired.
Oh, boy.
At Montgomery Paint and Body. Ooh,
don't look at me.
The bad one, the deer strike, you know, that was the worst of the situations I've had to bring to Donnie Turner. Otherwise, it's cosmetic situations that head up your butt driving can create. Like, well, the first time I backed down our new driveway, I hit the mailbox, and it took, I was shocked. I knew I'd hit something. I thought, oh boy, probably a 4 or 5 inch scrape, but you'd be amazed how long. It's almost 3 feet.
And it could be expensive, too.
And, well, but they, you'd never know what happened if you were to look at the vehicle. And then just recently, backing out of the garage, not realizing I had opened the tailgate of my car, and having the bottom of the tailgate door hit the bottom of the garage door. Little cosmetic damage there. No rush. The door works. So I'll get it over to Donnie Turner one of these days and get that taken care of. It, you just don't know. They can happen at any time. When your car is damaged and needs to be restored, bring it to Montgomery Paint and Body. We're more than their state-of-the-art equipment, and they're incredibly talented people. The business ethic of Donnie Turner has made them what they are. The commitment to fix everything and to do it literally to the level of perfection, as close as they can get. 27 Rec with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. It is 6:44.
Rich Thomas weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what.
It was so interesting yesterday around 11 a.m. to watch the radar just start lighting up quickly along the Autauga County, Elmore County line and then explode in the lunchtime hour. It was unbelievable to see that happen, and it's exactly what we expected. Today, I don't think there will be as many storms around, but you could still get under one with a lot of lightning and some very heavy rainfall. Otherwise, outside of thunderstorm areas, the big story is the heat advisory, which continues in effect. Heat index as high as 106 today. We'll be in the middle 90s. Tonight's low around 77. Tomorrow and Friday, the actual high temperature, not the heat index, 98 to 100, with the heat index in the 105 danger range at least, and rain chances under 20% tomorrow and Friday. Widely scattered storms return on Saturday, but even over the weekend, we'll be in the upper 90s. Right now, this morning, 75 degrees, lots of humidity, 645.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You see my, got a couple of good animal videos up this morning, but I love this golden who is not interested in walking in the heat. And eventually the owner capitulates and puts them on the back and off they go.
I tell you what, Chase is not a big fan of the heat either.
It is 6:46. Hey, I wanted to mention that Lewis Long is looking for somebody to work at the counter. And if you want to work at a great business with terrific people and make some nice money, can't go wrong there. Plus, you get your weekends off at Lewis Long because they're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Stop by and see Chad Sasser or Haley or TJ. Get an application and fill it out again. And, you know, it's a place that'll keep you busy, but that's good when you're working. Day goes by a lot faster. And, of course, one reason is they carry every great product line under the sun, from Walker to Toro to Exmark to so many others, all the steel products and so forth. Again, that's Lewis Lawn looking for counter help. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, or you can call ahead of stopping by at 244-9191. This show remains a job creation machine. Cheap and Trashy coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic in the Montgomery area right now. We're a little congested on East South Boulevard. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Getting a little busy now on Highway 31 out of Prattville and 231 out of Wetumpka. The Northeast Boulevard taking some of that traffic. They're a little congested there now. That's about it. No accidents, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka. I-85 northbound near Shorter, a major accident overnight. One lane traffic by the accident last we heard, and there is a backup there. We expect a delay if you're northbound on 85. Trenum State joining with Alabama Power, Alabama Rural Electric Association, Central Alabama Electric Co-op, and Dixie Electric to provide a new line worker training program. Call Trenum State about the line worker training program now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Citing new science, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says her agency is now recommending that everyone, vaccinated or not, wear a mask indoors in areas with high coronavirus infection rates. That's roughly 60% of all U.S. counties. It's also recommended universal masking at schools this fall for students, staffers, and visitors to schools. U.S. manufacturing will be in the spotlight later today when President Biden visits Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley. He'll make a stop at a Mack Trucks plant in the Allentown area. American gymnastics superstar Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title. She is withdrawn from the all-around competition, the Games. Wall Street Dow futures down 48 points. NASDAQ futures 16 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Looking for a better way to start your day? Start it with Alabama News Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. News anchor David Lamb brings you the latest local news so you know what's happening. Meteorologist Ryan Stinnett gets you ready to head out with his updated local forecast. And our exclusive live traffic reports help you plan your drive so you're not stuck on the streets. Alabama News Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7. Rise and shine.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And at 6:52, welcome to today's Cheap and Trashy look at celebrity gossip and news from Hollywood. Paris Hilton says she's not pregnant.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Yeah, what do you think this is, 2005? Anyway, she said, yet. So maybe she's planning on it. How old is she now? She's got to be pushing 40, right?
You'd be the one that would know how old anybody is.
This is Paris, you said?
Paris Hilton. I'm thinking 40, 41, maybe.
She's got a cooking show or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was born in 81. She turned 40 years old back in February.
So that wasn't too bad.
You're amazing.
I'm better. I got a courtesy slam from Rich. How nice. hey, another thing. Don't forget that J-Lo hates Ben Affleck's back tattoo.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Well,
what is it a tattoo of? Do you know?
I don't know. I've never seen him.
Seen him with his shirt off?
No. Not like you. He has never stood in front of the wettest spot on the planet and posed for a picture. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis say they don't bathe very often.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Why would you announce that?
Yeah. And why would...
Why would you not bathe?
And then why would it become a story that ends up in my hands that I
read
on the radio?
The service picked it up.
I don't know if that's good for image building. Matt Damon, you know, he and Affleck have
a movie
ties
plan
to Boston.
Yeah, right.
I guess they may. This has nothing to do with movies. But now that Tom Brady is playing for Tampa Bay, Damon says he's a Bucs fan.
Oh, he's going where the player goes. Okay.
Yeah. Well, me too. I was rooting for Tom. Yeah. Playing for Tampa.
Yeah.
if you had to pick, and I've seen very few of them, but if you had to pick one Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie that was his best, which one would it be?
Oh, boy.
No, I'm not going to play this game because I don't...
The best of The Rock movies?
This could be a conundrum later, actually.
I'm not a fan.
God, it's not going to be any of the Fast and Furious for me. And it's not going to be the first one he did, which was Scorpion King. That was also really bad.
Scorpion King, that ranked number 14.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's done a lot of movies. There's 30 of them.
He has. Really enjoyed him in that Jumanji stuff that he was doing. That
Now that was okay.
Yeah, that should be up there pretty good.
That was okay.
Well, Moana, if you're counting voice acting, that should be up there.
It is. It's number one.
Okay.
But he doesn't appear in that, obviously, right?
No, well, no, just his voice.
Just his voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, the likeness is pretty good, but yeah, it's his voice.
New York is having a homecoming concert in Central Park that will not require proof of vaccination, but masks will be optional. They got Elvis Costello, Earth, Wind & Fire, Barry Manilow, Journey, Santana, and LL Cool J lined up for this thing.
That's an interesting lineup.
You know what sticks out like a sore thumb? Barry Manilow.
Sticks! Really, LL Cool J doesn't stick out either.
Well, I mean...
I guess these are New York-based people or people who from New York originally. I think that's the qualifying thing.
That is an eclectic mix.
Yes, it is.
Well, sure, it's a free, you said it's a free concert?
I believe it is.
Yeah, well, they got to appeal to,
Central
you know...
Park.
It's August 21st.
Yeah, got to appeal to the crowd, so...
Blue hair.
Blue hair. Let's see. We had, there was, Ghostbusters Afterlife. The trailer for that is out. A lot of action in it, but very little humor. Just like the last Ghostbusters movie.
Well, it's, the tone of that trailer is a very serious tone. There's not,
Well, why would they do that? Don't we think of Ghostbusters for laughs?
I don't know. A lot of people were noticing that when they were talking about it. It was like, that has an awfully heavy tone to it compared. So,
And they did not. So far, they have not asked Linda Blair to participate in the Exorcist movie coming up. Although they, as we mentioned yesterday, Ellen Burstyn at age 87 or 8.
87 or something like
she's been asked and is committed to be in it. That's cheap and trashy. Right now, let's go to Jay Scott.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Rich and Greg. I want to talk to you about Dr. Jeff Passley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic, which is open today, by the way. In fact, it's open Monday through Friday, and you can get the full hours and the location and everything you really need to know over at their website. Go to MillbrookChiropractor.com. You can schedule an appointment there. You can make an appointment there. You can fill out all your new patient forms if you are. You can refill them out because I think you have to at least once a year. So if it's been a year since you've been there, you're going to have to fill those out again. So why not do it online? It's very convenient. You can also print them out and fill them out and bring them in. If you want to do that too, you can do it at the office if you'd like to do that. Just trying to find ways to make it more convenient for you. And the website does that, MillbrookChiropractor.com. Millbrook Family Chiropractic has been open since 2006. They're just off of Highway 14 in Millbrook. Dr. Jeff Passley, Dr. Barbara Bloomquist, now offering acupuncture, and Janae Moss, who does the massage therapy. It's all over at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Check them out online at MillbrookChiropractor.com.
Couple of minutes before 7 o'clock, next hour, Random Facts. And yes, today being Wednesday, the new specials are available at Food Outlet. We will have a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question following. Here's traffic.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We're still light to moderate all over Montgomery this morning. We do have a little bit of congestion around Baptist and Alpha on East South Boulevard. Northeast Boulevard's a little busy with incoming traffic off at 231, but that's about it. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. I-85 northbound, they've about wrapped up that accident near Shorter. Traffic is moving fairly good by the accident site right now, so no real problems there that we're seeing. Invisible Fence is the system to keep your pet safe and at home, but the professional training by Vicky, now that makes all the difference. Call Vicky, Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply.